This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
All right, everybody. Welcome to CBiz Media. And I have a great guest on our phone lines here with us. And I always have great guests, and I'm just so glad and blessed that I'm able to connect with some good people. I have Miss Cherie Braswell on the phone. And she's going to share a little bit about herself. Can you briefly introduce yourself, and then we can get into what we're talking about?
Yes, my name is Cherie Braswa, and I'm a mental health advocate as well as an evangelist elder at my church, God's House of Deliverance Church, under the tutelage of Apostle Dr. Martina Wade Hill. I'm a volunteer. I do missions work in the city of Detroit with the soup kitchen. I have a blog at www.cheriebraswell.com where I share mental health awareness, the gospel, anything basically that the Lord lays on my heart. Once a year, I try to do like events pertaining to mental health to bring out the community at my church, get them informed and the training that they need to become a mental health first aider, which I'm a mental health first aider, and also have experience, got training to do for QPR, which is question, persuade, and refer suicide prevention training. So I'm just so thankful for all the things that the Lord has done in my life, and I'm just so glad you have me on your show.
Cool. See, guys, I told you she's awesome. She has a lot going on, and I feel like she has a lot that the community needs to get in on and to participate in. Now, you said you're a mental health first aider. Could you briefly explain what that is?
A mental health first aider is someone who can see the signs and symptoms of someone who is experiencing mental illness and refer them to the help that they need. Just trying to persuade them to, you know, go seek counseling and get the professional help that they need.
Okay, yes, that's greatly needed in our society. And, you know, with a lot of the tragedies that we've had,
yeah,
it would be great if we could all see the signs and, you know, help one another before things get too far out of hand. Because I do believe some people don't really see the signs that they're going through mental issues. So it's good that for us all to be aware and to know what's going on. Now, how did you get started in this field, and what inspired you to do this?
Well, I was diagnosed with mental illness at the age of 16. And when I was going through my journey of being in denial about having mental illness and just going through and really trying to find my way and my purpose, because the Lord told me my purpose in 2012 was to help those who are mentally oppressed. And you know, but to me, like, you know, you're basically a mental health advocate and helping others and breaking the stigma. And so that's how I really became passionate about it, through my own experiences with having mental illness. I have bipolar disorder. And so, which is basically when you have two ends of the spectrum, where you go through mania and a manic stage, or then you go through a low, low stage of depression. So that's what bipolar disorder is. And so, to sum it up in very few words, and I just noticed that, you know, there needed to be more, especially in the African-American community, people breaking the stigma. And the more I got connected on Instagram and came out with my story on my blog, I noticed that people are out there spreading the awareness and breaking the stigma one day at a time.
Okay, so you have a blog and you also have a YouTube. Like, what other resources do you have out there? Do you have, like, in social media and whatnot?
Okay, so my YouTube channel is Cherie Braswell, and my Twitter is Cherie P. Braswell, and my Instagram is Cherie.P.Braswell, and my Facebook is Cherie B. But it's, you can go to Cherie.P.Braswell, and Braswell is B-R-A-S-W-E-L-L. So those are the sites that I use to share information and bring awareness what's going on in the mental health community.
So you're on YouTube, so what's that experience been like as far as sharing on YouTube?
It's been going great. I've did a few videos. I have taken a break because for some reason it's not uploading when I do it on my phone anymore, so I have to switch to my laptop, but I do have some great ideas in store. This has been such a busy season with me, for I'm a student at Eastern Michigan University studying communications. And so just been busy with that. There are more things to come for the YouTube channel.
Okay, great. So what projects are you looking forward to doing in the future? Do you have anything coming up or anything you just want to share with us?
I would love, well, next year will be 5 years since I've been out of the hospital, since my last hospitalization, and I would really love to do some type of event encouraging those who may have been hospitalized or diagnosed recently to just, you can overcome, you know, you can function, you can thrive, and you can make it. And so, and that the recovery process is real. You know, I went through my recovery process by going to Clubhouse, which is in Redford, by Lincoln Behavioral Services, and they really helped me get my motor skills together, because you'd be surprised when you have a nervous breakdown, you know, what happens to your body functions. Like, you know, you may not be able to recall on how to do things like how you used to. And so I just really find it interesting that, you know, the Lord has allowed me to go through this process, and it has been very humbling. And so I want to next year do some type of special event. Of course, write my memoir, but I believe I want to do that in the future after some things have come to pass in my life that the Lord has spoken.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to writing that.
So you have a lot more story to tell then.
Yes, I do.
Well, congratulations on the 5 years. And thank you for just letting us in and telling us a little bit about what you've gone through. And I don't know if people even realize how much mental health affects them on a daily basis, and actually how anybody could go through some type of a mental health related issue, as such as depression. When we did our first interview, guys, I made a mistake and I got rid of the interview by mistake, but we were talking about PTSD and how that can affect your mental health. And
yes,
you know, it's not just for war veterans, so we give the war veterans the utmost respect and love, but
yes,
anybody can go through it that's been through any type of traumatic experience in life in general.
Yes,
can go through PTSD.
Yes,
as a cancer survivor, I feel like I went through a form of it, because it was very traumatic to go through that illness, the stigma that's put on it, and then all of the treatments,
yeah,
that you have to go through.
Right.
So, and anybody with any health issues, I feel like it can really affect your mental health, especially if it slows you down and takes you away from doing things that you're used to doing. You know, that could cause depression and other issues as well. So I don't know if we all realize how significant mental health affects us, no matter what we're going through. The Me Too movement, where women and men are traumatically assaulted, all these things contribute to,
yes,
our mental health.
Yes, it does.
So what would you say to somebody that's, you know, feeling a little different, they're not really sure why or what's going on, or like, what would you recommend for them to do if they're not sure, you know, how they're feeling or exactly what's going on with them?
I would say if you notice there are some differences, like especially in your mental health, then you should contact a therapist and a psychiatrist, and talk with the therapist first to see what's going on and see if she recommends a psychiatrist to you, just to get a basis. Because like I tell people all the time, you know, and I made a quote about it, we go to the doctor for a physical checkup. So there is nothing wrong with going to a mental health professional to get a mental health checkup, to see a therapist and psychiatrist for a mental health checkup. And sometimes we need that mental health checkup because life happens. And we aren't in control of realizing that happening in our lives, especially what happens to our mental health, but we can learn how to manage it. And so what therapy and what help do is teach you the skills and the coping skills and the and how to manage those symptoms that you are experiencing that you do so is so different to you.
Again, like you were saying, you don't have to have shame or stigma over what you're going through. And I think a lot of times that's what hurts us is because we don't understand it or we just feel ashamed and we don't want to bring it out to anyone. And I think just bringing it out to somebody, even somebody close to you, is a start. Of course, you want to get some professional help, but just don't keep it in and have that shame inside of whatever you're going through. Now, people that are faith, they may go to their pastors. And do you recommend them to go to their pastors concerning any type of mental health issues? Or,
you know, Irene, we talked about how, you know, pastors are there for our spiritual needs. But you really need to go, if your pastor is not licensed in mental health care, then you need to go see a mental health professional. There is nothing wrong with seeing a Christian mental health professional. There are Christian mental health professionals out there. You know, you can just Google it or, you know, see if you can find it up in some type of directory or whatever. But, you know, I recommend, that's why so many pastors are burnt out, because they're dealing with issues that they have no expertise in, and they need to have people who are in those fields to help them out.
You're right, and I like the way you say, yeah, that the pastors are burnt out, because the pastors even at times need to go to somebody themselves with their own issues.
Yeah, they need counsel themselves.
So I like the way that you're talking, because, you know, people in the faith-based community need to know that, yes, there's people that are of faith, but they're also certified Christian counselors that can also assist you, so you never have to feel like either the world can't really relate to you because they don't have that biblical foundation.
Right.
And of course, you always rely on your faith and rely on God, but I believe God placed people here for us, you know, to help us to get through certain situations. I was talking to one of my previous guests, and they were talking about how they were going through something, and they just really trusted God to help them, so they didn't really take any medicines or anything. But she was telling me she thinks that contributed to their demise, or earlier demise, is because they didn't really get the help that they needed. But people don't realize. I remember a story. I think they were where I think the person was crying to God for help. They were like caught in a storm or in the water or something, and they kept crying to God for help, and a plane flew by, and then something else happened. But the point was, that they kept crying to God, but they didn't realize that God sent the plane and God sent the other things that passed their way.
Yeah.
And they didn't think of it that way. They were just expecting God to come a certain way, but God can send the right people to you so that you can get the proper help and the proper care. But a lot of times, again, we have to reach out to, you know, seek and you shall find, knock and ask. We have to be the ones to, you know, kind of be our own advocates, because, again, a lot of us need to be schooled on certain things that are happening, especially in mental health, because some of us really don't recognize it, or we just don't want to recognize it, or some of us ignore some of the signs, and some of us don't know the signs. So it's up to us to go out there and try to get that information. And I thank you for being one of those people that shares and gives out that information to help people. So, like, can you give us just like one place we can go, like a one-stop shop, if we want to connect with you? Or you have multiple places. I already asked you. I don't want to keep asking you all the places again.
If you go on my blog, Dede.SheriBraswell.com, which is S H Bree, Brazzle, Brazzwell.com. It has all my information in there and how to connect with me and different things like that. And of course, on Facebook, it's just basically my name. It's the same for Twitter and Instagram. So yes, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Irene.
I had a great time talking with you. Is there anything that you wanted to close out with?
I just want to close with, don't be ashamed to get help for your mental health, and don't wait until you crash, until you have a breakdown, to notice that you need the help. Get the help when you are noticing the signs and symptoms of racy thoughts and can't sleep at night, or restlessness, or feelings of hopelessness or isolation. Just look at the symptoms that you're going through. If you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or whatever it may be, if you're feeling that your feelings are causing you to make you feel like you're losing the luster for life and the things you used to do, then go seek help. There's nothing wrong with seeking help.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I want to share this song with you called Sunny Days by I Am Rescued. And you just, I like the way he spells it. It's I-M-R-S-Q-D, which stands for I Am Rescued. And I'm going to share a link with you guys so you can get the full information about the song. You can get the song. The producer, I hope I'm saying your name right, is Illuid Holler. But I'm going to get that direct link to you so you can check it out and take a full listen to this. And we just ask that God bless you. Bless your hearts and your minds. And let us be aware of each other and work together. Because we all go through things sometimes that affect our mental health. And we need to be aware of that and not to have any shame in it. And some of us might even have the holiday blues. But this song, I think, is a great reflection, and we thank our great guest, Miss Cherie Braswell, for sharing. So enjoy this song. It's Sunny Days by I Am Rescued.
Listen, I don't care about likes, I don't care about names, I don't care about numbers, I'm just running my race. God is not impressed with all your stacks, racks. Preach the gospel to the masses till he claps. Matter of fact, I swear I used to cry myself to sleep. I felt like Jesus was my enemy, and I was running out of energy. But now I tell them God's the remedy, and you can never have peace outside of Christ. And Jesus died so we could have eternal life. And I do not believe in sunny days, but he's returning on the clouds and he will wipe our tears away. This life is full of cloudy days, but I'm still giving God the praise. I don't believe in sunny days, but I will smile anyways. This life is full of cloudy days, but I'm still giving God the praise.
I want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commmbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also, join us on Facebook at cbiztv and media online.